What's the seder done? First, Mishal Shayat Kila. Then afterwards, first goes to Shayat, and afterwards it goes to Shayat Refresh. Like it's like Shayat and Lisa Yidecha. And then you do the Vice Vaynach. So first you do the Shayat, and then you do the Shayat. This is really the Gemara. The Gemara brings down. They get the Gemara, but not. So first has to be Mashat Tfilin in order not to be with Siyach Das and Tfilin. Now when it comes to Siyach Das and Tfilin, so Zach, what's called Hesach Das and Tfilin? So really they're like different categories in terms of what says Hesach Das. In olden days, they worked Tfilin all day. Now they worked Tfilin all day, it means they went to work, and they did what they were doing. They worked, you know, a farmer planted in this Tfilin, and they did things in the Tfilin. So the question, what exactly is this gather of Hesach Hadass? So the Shaitur brings down from the Arizal, about the basic limit of Torah, Tefillah, Ein Tzarech Litnidat Tei B'Tefillin, if I have to Litnidat Tei B'Tefillin, brings out that about the, that that's for sure not considered a Hesach. That's for sure not, that is not, that's not considered a Hesach Hadass, which is when you have Torah B'Yer Shemayim. There's, so anytime you're listening down and learning about something that B'Chafsa is not Hesach Hadass, there's a second category, which is, let's say, Schuik and Kalash Rish. So that for sure, that's considered Hesach Hadass, when a person is just being, like Choshev Hesach Hadass, Lashem Shabur, is like Choshev Hesach Hadass, is even the Schuik and Kalash Rish. A person is like Schuik and Kalash Rish, is Simim Dalim. It's only when you're listening to Schuik and Kalash Rish, that's considered Hesach Hadass. Then there's an in-between, Kishu Isik b'malacha b'munasa in Daita b'imam, which ain't zinnek Hesach Hadass, it's not considered Hesach Hadass, and m'loi shamachet daita kolkach asoy gof, ashtu b'parim yishmaim, machas terda. If you're so Isik in your mufka from yishmaim, machas terda, then maybe that would be considered an issue. Chinks v'yosh and shakar v'alelam, when you're sleeping, you don't have anything. Kom mitzvah b'na mukhi, daita tamal atfilin, she's daita b'am, limshik v'ayr v'achshavis, is a mitzvah minimucha that person always should be thinking about as tefillin. Zulus b'shas tefillin, tefillin, and tzachlam, and daitib b'tefillin. So basically, the three categories. The schei kalash reish, that's the esser. There's, while you're learning, that you're yisikin your shemayim, you don't have to. B'shas malacha, ikar din, it's not called esch hadas. Unless you're so mufka from Abbas Hashem, you're so tart in the malacha, so... And already even commits to this as a dance. So I'm not for a person to remind himself to go ahead and march. Now, Peshukhan is Ma'ira that finds that Avla can't put on Tefillin. Why? And the Mar says, the Mar says also about Asa Das. The Mar says that he doesn't use Shavadas, Das, right? The Mar says, by Sukkah, we say, you should go ahead and write. Best thing, Mar, a second, Sukkah? Says that when
the Mar's question that it makes it a stira.
No, why is it being why is aninus and avelas? Why is that
a stira to
bring it on? He says the pshat is that even though when you're doing if you're so like ba'atzvus and you're so tarid that you're so mufka from us from your shemayim, you're so ba'atzvus, that's also a stira to avelas Hashem. When you're mufka from simcha shal mitzvah, he says also considered mufka from avelas Hashem, and that makes it Hesach Hadass. So because it's chazal over tayir, doing a basic and Torah learning, and if not, maybe it's not Hesach Hadass. So the question is, regal mid amma is not a problem unless you're so rangit on that, and also atzvah also be a chisarin to, would be a chisarin kape bidina that kape dina Hesach Hadass. So you take out the phone first, you take out the machabis and sabbath, take out the shorish first, and afterwards you take out the shayad. Why? Because you have to have it first. And if you take out the shorish first, then the shayad. When you take it off, so machabis goes, they do it standing. They take it standing. And it was on very anchi maisa. Yes, chum, sorry. No, you're going to look at the shorish, so you add small. Do your left hand. Why? It's a kashai priyasa. And if you do it with your left hand, unless he's a lefty, obviously. With his right hand, it's together, kush like Piyasrim, and if that's the reason why you do it. When you put the tefillin in the tefillin bag, so you have to do an oifen, like spoke about in the Simcha Fei, that's been an oifen that a person's gonna first reach the Shayad and the Shoresh. So there's different aces, putting one on top of each other, one on the right, one on the left, one above each other, because he's straight up all those inyanim are just an oifen of it to make sure you get to the tefillin Shayad before the tefillin Shoresh. And that's the Yisrael of all them.
When you put them in the tefillin bag, you put the tefillin shayad on the right side or on the left side? Right? Let's say the zipper opens from left to right for the
shot. So that just that when you reach for it, then you can be able to get to the shayat.
And if you put on the left, is there like a mavirin? Because
that's not a problem. It's just you just opening the bag and not be missing any tefillin. Therefore, it's not a problem. Let's say, like, you know, it might be like this. Okay, your zipper going that way, as opposed to that way. You know, in order for the Saturday. Okay, so if that's the zone, there's no bracha we make. When you take off the tefillin, you know, the Isham says he used to make a bracha. Why he said bracha? So she says if your laila is not the zman of tefillin, so then there's a mitzvah to take it off now. So therefore, that's the Isham made a bracha. We all laila is this one tefillin. Therefore, it's just a gzeri open the tefillin. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. Even Erev Shabbos, which we hold Shabbos loves the tefillin, he says, well, since you're allowed to keep it on. So therefore, that's what technically we b'nei bracha. In terms of the zman of when you just want tefillin, so zman tefillin is Mechaber brings down that that's me passing light zman tefillin. Just we don't do it because remember the prayer person is going to let us sleep on it. If Mechaber brings down, also the tefillin b'layel shem yishkei yoshin to sleep on. If you put it before tishkei chama, b'chasha lav mutei merikin. If you had it on, you have to take it off. It says ain merikin. It's mutei merikin. It doesn't look so good. If you didn't take it off and you want to leave it on for shmirah, then already be alocha and. That's a night. So the like most was not being until that night. Kibbutz gave when, you know, when you give shir to Bachar, you know, it's kufay, so you give shir to Yeshiva. So like the shadows you get, like I forgot to punch film rabbi, and it's like after Shkia they punch film or not, and you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. So so basically, Mr. Brewer comes out that rather, even though we don't put on at night, but Rafi put on tefillin, rather than Shmash, he says, for sure, you put on tefillin. Kapi Bracha, the Berelach at the end says that in that situation, you're not going to make a Bracha. Ben Shmash says, Bracha is in my kevah, the last Berelach. He says, the Bracha is on my kevah, so then one would not go ahead and not go ahead and make a Bracha. Ben Shmash says, every Wiener got a Shaila wants that. Bracha came to a woman, came to the milk of all Shabbos and Yeshiva. He said, like, he didn't put a tefillin yet. That's a little bit harder because Kabbalah Shabbos.
Where was he up to in Kabbalah Shabbos?
So I don't know if he did that. I didn't have Shabbos straight. You know, I came in, oh, you're the Shaila. So, right, the Bidish Pashi put in a bracha. If it's Kabbalah Shabbos, we pass him in Lamed Alf. Shabbos is on to also in the Tefillin, Shem Ratzon Leis. The Shabbos is lives on Tefillin, Leib Shaz Ramekal, and. You know, sometimes you could put it on a loch of an hurricane, or for shmir you could put it. It won't be anything else putting on a night. And as it be a night, it won't be anything else putting on a night if it's because you missed that day anyhow. But on Shabbos, you don't even know it was before Shkia, but it's also near Tfun, you know, Hinatz Ba'is. And you put another ois, it's a zilzil to that ois. And therefore, Shabbos, you don't even know it's also to go in and put on Tfun. So Shabbos is in a situation where the person was accomplished Shabbos already, so then Matt's going to be there, we're also going to have a loch. So, Chor, we could say this is, it's a Kabbal Shabbos Betoyus. There's a concept that Kabbal Shabbos is a Kabbal Shabbos. And if somebody was in Kabbal Shabbos and realized they didn't do something, so our Shidduch Zolzik says a Kabbal Shabbos Betoyus. And a Dekhtid Achi, a person wasn't. And if it's Kabbal Shabbos Betoyus, then you could go ahead and. The Marvin's in the case of Kabbal Shabbos Betoyus. So the guy never became Shabbos, but didn't want to tell him the figure was Kabbal Shabbos. There's a Lavosh who says that Kabbal Shabbos is the Nether, you can matter Nether. There's some cleric and a wife, can also be made for his wife's Nether. So sad about that, Mitch Sham, we get the race, Sham, like Gimel. Mitch Sham. We discuss it, the Nether. But I'll go upon him. Yeah, so maybe you can matter Nether. And that would be the halacha. It gets a little bit more complicated as the Kabbalah Shabbos of Tzibur. That's really more complicated. Tzibur is a Kabbalah Shabbos. You can't get out of that. So, therefore, I should go back. Yeah. Okay, bottom of the Zman Tefillin starts from Mishi Aker. That's the time in the morning. If you're in the Kabbalah, you want to get up early in the morning and you can put them on. And afterwards, you know, the Baal HaBaal Baatim, they do this. They put on Talsit Tefillin, they dive into Yishtabach, and they make the Bracha. And they Yimash Tefillin, there's no Kesashim Yishimbem. Since you're going the derech, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Chayav brings down. Mr. Rishis Dafka, if you're traveling, sometimes they and I go with somebody else, can maybe you're going to fall asleep. So Mr. Rishis says like this. Somebody wrote him a shot like this that he works, he's employed, he doesn't have a second in the day, and he goes to work early in the morning before Alais. What should you do with that tefillin? It's from Alais till the night, and what should you do about tefillin? What should Shtumach also isn't tshuva about? So Shtumach isn't tshuva. They both say basically that if you have no other time about tefillin, then you can make put in the morning, even before Alais. The Mishnah starts with a bit of parrots, a bit of parrots, she's a bit of parrots, so you can put it on once in the morning, you could put it on, and therefore you're able to go ahead and put it on. Like the Chavis says, you can put on before the Zmani, Mashish Behem, like Chavis maybe only if you're traveling, but Mishnah starts with a parrot, and Mishnah says that even called a bracha, the Mishnah writes in Matthew to make a bracha, because once she does, it's told you to make a bracha. He says, if you're dealing with B'nai Torah, he said, I'd rather tell him not to put on phone without a bracha. You know, somebody, if you tell me, you know how it goes, you know how brachas, what happens after a while? You're like, yeah, but if you don't make a brach, if you're like, oh, I'm not really doing the mitzvah, and then you end up sort of stopping to do it. Therefore, he says, if you don't make Torah, you maybe do that a bracha, but it's not a regular. He says, then if not, you should do it a bracha. Mishnah, just writes like, technically, maybe you should do it before, but he doesn't think you can't find a secondary date for it. Like, why not? He goes, oh, so what's the story? Because you're embarrassed? What do you mean, tefillin is a parrot? You should be proud of your parents, tefillin. Proud to be a Jew. And, you know, so put it on, and you know, what's the big deal? So you're in an office, and the person might think you're a little bit strange. Well, everyone's gotta be strange nowadays in the world, so like, put on tefillin, and, you know. But technically, the chiddush that comes out of this, the Enochnami, Harry, a guy in the army, Enochnami, you know, he's going on a mission, and they don't go during the day anyhow. They do everything at night, but okay. It's not going to do everything at night. But, you have an undercover spy in Iran or whatever, Pseida, you know, but I'm on at night. Yeah, so that's what Enochnami, with that Khalal, Yoim, will not be negated to most of us. We hope. Akopan. Now, so Moshe is not equipped to lose his job because of it. It's, you know, mitzvahs are ad chremish, therefore not equipped to lose his job, and therefore he says. I'm going to get Cholomoy, the Mechav brings down Cholomoy, also Lani HaTfilin, not upon Tfilin, me time Zeb, because it's the Reis. It's always very machmas, like a zilzel, and it's a zilzel, like we just saw Shabbos and Yontif, it's a zilzel, and it's also to put on, with the Cholomoy, it's going to be also to put on, it's a zilzel, Yontif, and it's going to be a zilzel, and it's going to be a zilzel, the Rosh, everyone is saying like that. To make a bracha, also Rama says, just we'll make a bracha b'chorom like the rest of the year, and make the bracha in a quiet oifen. Mishur brings down that why don't we do that? Yesh mikhashem nichem before we do kashay, you know, there shouldn't be the day, machlokes shouldn't walk out that side, and just rabbin with it. Being that some people don't do it. Then Mishra brings down that the Taz says better to do without a bracha. The Maisa bracha is not ma'akev, so bracha is ha'akev. In fact, the Goyin calls and that's Yishim Eke Vashas. The Goyin says that the Shita, which says that you put on the phone, there's no more cards or something. Therefore, the bracha, which says that you should, number one, you should be ma'akev on the bracha. Also, before you put on, you can do that b'tanai. Eva mechoyev, mechoyev. If not, I'm not doing the Shem Mitzvah, I'm like, hey, you eat so all the Shitas, because even if you're chomay, nah. It's my tefillin, but it's not going to be a and also it's not going to be a zilzalayis mechalamay because I didn't do a shem mitzvah. I say, if I'm chayim, I'm not going to be chayim. So, okay, so what's the mice with tefillin? So start with first, chutzlaretz. The chutzlaretz of a menagam. Svadim can you do it, don't do it. Chassidim can you do it, don't do it. And by Rebkilas Ashkenaz, the mice, they do it. The Yekis do it even with the bracha. They go like the Ramah and do it with the bracha. So I would recommend doing the Mishabur's tonight. If I'm chayim, I'm chayim. And Achayev and Achayev. Eretz Yisrael is very interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, there is a, based on the Goyin, you know, allowing to go with the Malach and the Goyin, and the Goyin tell the Shanapalan to film, there's no Makar to film, and therefore, Reeve, Eretz Yisrael goes with Dan Haga, and they put on tefillin, they don't put on tefillin on Chalomai. Now, in terms of whether the Oyam of Yosh should be putting on tefillin on Chalomai, so you keep 2 days. You keep. You're switching over at the end?
Scam.
Okay, you just joined
one.
Scam. I don't want, what?
Scam.
Scam, yeah.
This number?
We'll have to look at that more. We'll have to make a bezin about it after three of us will go Master Rive. So far it's 1-on-1. If he says it's a scan, if he says it's a scan, either just scan Ellie. You keep it, Ellie, keep it tweeting down for the Ahmed. Okay. Okay, but anyhow. So in terms of playing, so found correctly, it's pretty like minute itself. So if you're coming, going back, so put on Bitsina. You put on Tefillin Bitsina, and the question is, if you're staying here, now do you not tap into Minhag Eretz Yisrael, and that's what you should do. If I remember correctly, the Birkas Avram is the Chazanesh, because Avram is Yeki, he was, I mean, about him. And he is the Chazanesh, and Chazanesh told him that Minhag Eretz Yisrael, he should not put on Tefillin. What? What is it?
No, it's like a cover, because Avram.
Can with the money,
it's in the safe,
right? Yeah, I don't remember where, but can with the money, it'll probably be in the cigar either in Lachas or Vitsa. So I'm going to not take the chazanis, chazanis said not to. Mercer Feinstein, she writes that, you know, the reason why if you want to do a bitsinu, he says he doesn't see any problem with doing bitsinu. So a lot of people are naked to put in a bitsinu, so he doesn't seem to think it's a problem continuing doing it. It's in an Eretz Yisrael. Rish Sturmer brings down the Chilak Gimel, it brings two interesting things, that the Briskarev did not wear tefillin, but he wore tefillin once in his life of Chol Hamoed, because he's bar mitzvah Chol Hamoed. So he didn't want to like come into Kabbalah's and mitzvah, hunk in tefillin, and if I say a word,
he was 13.
Huh?
He's
really 13. It was Tatas of Chaim. I don't know if it was like Chaim, but it's a net. Being that Vissa Zalman used to put on Tefillin Bitsina also. That's a very good idea. Vissa Zalman is not sure to do Bitsina. Someone was coming to Chazanis, he says, he's like a slap, he's putting on Tefillin. And it was okay for him to do Tefillin. So he said, the Chazanis don't make a do Bitsina if he wants. He gave it to him, I'm sure, to do a Bitsina. So, what's the halacha of Maisa? Don't have to, but if you do it, just don't tell me. What do? My kids don't. I'm doing it because I'm out of Chumash Hashem. You take it off before Halal. Some do it during Chazar Shashats. Which means to make sure you listen to Chazar Shashats. If you're going to be taking it off during Halal or Chazar Shashats. Big problem, Shabu says. They can't do one basic and two different things. But it's scary. So that not cracking the split up Minhagim, which, yeah, that's a scary to do. Is be sitless. The sugi is called the sugi of Amos, says basically can't have a goodness like goodness. Most scenarios, not in the Gabe's mind, is that because Morris says that what it's going to do is only if you have one Bezdin, one city, one Shul, one Rav, then it's you split it in half, so you that's making a chlika, so everyone has to keep one uniform and haga. Nowadays, that, you know, on every block we have four Shuls, three Rabbanim, and whatever, so the radio is like good, so good this, therefore technically two different places, two once the two are not going in the city, then it will not be considered a problem of less it's good to do.
Even within like 1 minute?
So in 1 minute they're ready, there are some which are more machman, they say that no, and when you're in the Minhag HaMokim, this is the Kvias HaMokim, and you're not supposed to be doing differently than them, and then you have to do like the Minhag HaMokim. That's my shtibluch. The shtibluch have a dinner minig a mokim, or the minig is that we have no minig, you know. The minig is everyone does what they want, right? Okay, yeah. So then, but.
Yeah, in a shul that downs Ashkenazim, you have people saying, like, say, a Sephardi Kaddish.
They shouldn't be doing that. It's not the really correct thing to do. And, yeah. You know, it's not the correct thing to do. Them start off in vase. Stam is really when you buy stam, you have to make sure to get from Yerushalayim, Talmud Chacham, and it's the best mile, the best mile in stam. That should be Talmud Chacham, Yerushalayim. And you can see the very a lot of halachas, a lot of complicated halachas, and you know it's important. They are trying to make. They just had a kinnis last Sunday night, right? I'm sure you say Shabbos flies all over the place. Right? No, this Shabbos flies all over the place. Yeah, it was, you know, the who's who were there. So, they came to speak, and trying to bring more of awareness to the tzibur in terms of, you know, you have to make sure.
Get a
tzibur
or whatever?
Get a tzibur, things like that, to make sure to keep fresh. And, like, I once had a sefer, it's good, back then, it came in a very cheap pair of tefillin. They were selling it. Yeah, go, you went to the, it's from Sotuvia, so it was it? Yeah. So I went to it's a cheap pair of tefillin, whatever. So, it's okay, baby, whatever. Just leave them for a day, I'll let them know, whatever. Because he opened it up. And inside the patches were bazooka gum jokes. I still have them anymore, bazooka gum jokes? Yeah, still exist. Okay. whatever, that's on the real cheap ones. It, you know, it's not it's not a joke, and you have to make sure that So mitzvah tefillin, you have to wear patches, kash v'kavikvecha. One of the hardest things of tefillin is halacha tzorich lichtev keseder. I pray in keseder, and if you shina your pasul, pray shleik keseder is going to be pasul. That's why it's hard to write tefillin. You write tefillin, and you mess up on the parasha, everything right after is a puzzle. So, like, you have to make sure it's your shemayim. Like, it's kosher according to one sheet, maybe, ooh, like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, you know, sefer are definitely an irish. Right, the Gemara Pesachim says, right, that sure makes it sefer from irish, that was on the right. And tefillin has to be done kisidron, and it's ma'akiv. And yeah, that's one of the reasons why you need somebody who's a Groshi Yishmael who's writing a tefillin. If you're writing for your children, there's somebody in the mirror, very confident for Yishmael. He has a 5-minute waiting list, but it's only that's how long his palm pad works for. No, you go, you can order, like, you have to remember at 5.5 years exactly, you know what I mean? Like I missed it by a month now for my kids' bar mitzvah. So, like, I wrote like 6 years ago, but I was like a month off, like, you know. Okay, but anyhow, but the kids are nice.
Why can you order them before 5 minutes?
Because he has a palm pilot, and it's 5 minutes later.
So you could order and you'll get it earlier than Farkish. The you get it before the Rantzah. Get a few years before the Rantzah.
Yeah!
You can order ready now.
I can order now for whatever. Now. Yeah, okay.
Your grandkids.
You know, you have to remember, you know, that's all. Like, one has to be written Kisidron, and otherwise that's going to be a problem. Tefillin Shiyadach is written before the Shayesh. Otan Pasek Shal Hefet Mishayesh Kedushim Shayad. You know, like the Rav, it says that the Shayesh for Shayesh, but you have the Kulian Lo. And Kefet, there's a Rizal, it says, you should be Zohar to do all the parashas at one time, at the Mav Sek Shum Dibur Klal. Don't think anyone is able to be Zohar to that, you know, takes a lot of time to do that. And that's not something that allows people are in there to do. So Rosh Hashanah, Kach, Kach, Levada, Shiyad, you write all in one klaf, and you do them all in one klaf.